CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. A group of 21 Chinese stock brokerages have announced plans to step in to, quote, firmly stabilize the country's stock market. They are vowing to spend at least 120 billion yuan, or close to $20 billion, on blue-chip stocks in the A-share market this coming week. The brokerages have also promised not to sell off their purchases until the Shanghai Stock Exchange gets back to 4,500 points. Shanghai closed out the trading week on Friday, down nearly 5.8% to end at 3,686. This is well below the psychologically important 4,000 mark, where the market was around 3 months ago. Shanghai spiked to a 7-year high 3 weeks ago at around 5,200 before beginning a massive downturn, which has seen it lose around 30% of its value in less than a month. Securities regulators have already brought in a series of new measures to try to calm the situation, including relaxed rules on margin trading, which will allow retail investors more flexibility in making trades. The Chinese government has officially unveiled its Internet Plus plan. It's designed to try to integrate traditional industries into the digital age. Chinese authorities say they're hoping to integrate mobile internet, cloud computing, big data, and the Internet of Things through modern manufacturing. Projects connected to Internet Plus are expected to be given more access to lending, as well as tax references from the government. Chinese President Xi Jinping has held talks in Beijing with Singaporean President Tony Tan. Tony Tan's 6-day visit to China comes as China and Singapore celebrate their 25th anniversary of diplomatic ties this year. Xi Jinping is calling for more communication and deeper political trust in one another. He also says the Chinese side wants to work with Singapore and the other Association of Southeast Asian Nations countries to move their respective relationships forward. For his part, Tony Tan says he'd like to see an expansion of the bilateral free trade agreement between the two sides. He also says Singapore is set to play a proactive role as a liaison between China and ASEAN countries. No new aftershocks have been recorded this Saturday following Friday morning's 6.5 magnitude quake, which rattled southwestern Xinjiang. The quake has left 3 dead and 71 others injured. A series of aftershocks did rattle the region shortly after the quake hit around 9 a.m. Friday morning. Around 66,000 people have been moved out of their homes as a precaution. Train services in the region have been suspended. Around 5,000 members of the Lanzhou Military Area Command have been sent into the region to help with relief efforts. Xinjiang's regional government has already earmarked over $3 million for disaster resistance. The 6.5 magnitude quake was epicentered about 150 kilometers west of the city of Houtan, on the edge of the Tarim Basin. The Chinese military's Hong Kong garrison is taking part in a live fire exercise, inviting locals to watch. This is the first time the People's Liberation Army has conducted a drill of this kind since China retook control of Hong Kong in 1997. The exercise itself, involving soldiers with armed vehicles, is taking place in the new territories. As part of the drills, the Chinese Navy and Air Force are simulating the defense of downtown Hong Kong. The Solar Impulse 2 has made its arrival in Honolulu, Hawaii, after completing a 118-hour nonstop flight over the Pacific. The aircraft has been landed safely by Andrew Boschberg. He, along with fellow pilot Bertrand Picard, have been making their way around the world through the use of only solar power. The next leg of the flight will be from Honolulu to Phoenix, Arizona. And from there, Boschberg and Picard will fly together across the Atlantic on a return path to Abu Dhabi. Hawaii is the 8th leg of the solar-powered plane's 35,000-kilometer journey around the world. The trip began in Abu Dhabi on March 9th. It's also made stops in China, spending time in Chongqing and Nanjing before making its way over the Pacific. A member of the Chinese 2nd Division Football League has died following a heart attack. Serbian national Goran Gorgic collapsed while taking part in a training session in Qingdao on Friday night. He was 29. Qingdao Hainu has issued a brief statement saying it's in deep grief following Gorgic's death. The defensive midfielder is the latest in a string of heart attack-related deaths in professional football. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.